Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Maybe that's a good song there for this there, Jades. Great work by you. They need to be, the Nuggets need to get a little bad, need to get a little mean. Our guy Sean Keeler from the Denver Post, I've been a reader of his for a while now, but the first time we got him on the program here, love the title. Nuggets need mean. CSU Rams star David Roddy wants to be Draymond Green of Gen Z. Could it be match made in NBA draft heaven? Maybe so. Joining us now, Sean Keeler from the Denver Post. Sean, my man, thanks so much for giving us some time today.
Thanks for letting me step on your lunch hour, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. I've seen you out and about with CSU. You're all over the place. It's an exciting time in Denver sports, Colorado sports, really. I mean, my goodness, you have the ownership situation now with the Broncos. We're done with that. Russell Wilson's exciting. Charlie Blackmon hit his 200th home run, and we're crossing over with the stud from CSU, David Roddy, working out with the Nuggets yesterday. So, my goodness, there's no shortage of things to talk about.
Yeah, and a little thing called the Stanley Cup Final.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. It's going to be so long since they play.
It's going to be like 9-10 days. So yeah, we're going to forget. We'll be like, oh yeah, we got to finish this off.
It is weird. I'm like, oh yeah, I can't wait for the Abs. Oh wait, that series was done 9 years ago, so we'll be waiting for a while. Sean, can you give us some your thoughts as far as, you know, David Roddy working out there? The Nuggets have the 21st pick, and in some corners, people are going to say that's too high for David Roddy, but I don't know, man. Maybe I'm a fanboy. I would love to see it.
I'd love to see it too, but I mean, that's just me personally, because David's been one of my favorite college players to watch, period, and I'm going on a couple decades at this and a couple different stops. That said, it might be a little fanboyish, to be honest.
I fully admit, absolutely.
I will say that, and this is to his credit, and it's one of the reasons why he's kept his name in the pool. I think 31-41 is not crazy talk. I think 21 might be a little hopeful, and I certainly think a lot of the Bill Simmons of the world would their heads might explode in the reach category if that were the case, but. I think he's going to get his name called, and at some point, if it's low one, early two, that's good money, and that's a good shot to make a roster. And if you're David, that's all you can ask.
So for the Nuggets with that 21st pick, I mean, do you see a scenario where maybe they do like him enough and they're not married to anybody necessarily? And I know they've worked out several exciting names that we've kind of gone through this last couple of weeks. But, I mean, maybe they really got to like him. I mean, we've all talked about it. Once you get to know David, it's like, hey, as a person, he's going to be a great representative. Can he play at the next level? Do you see a situation where the Nuggets are like, you know what, we can trade back even and make sense of it, maybe accrue another draft pick or something? And get David perhaps earlier in the second round.
Yeah. In that scenario, that wouldn't be crazy. And they're not tipping their hands. And Calvin Booth, the new GM, is a pretty low key guy. Anyway, he's a good poker player. I wouldn't want to play with any of my hard earned money against him somewhere at the table, because I wouldn't know what he's got rolling. I think that's a possibility if you're looking to try to find a Roddy Nuggets match. Because that seems to be the slot, and they have a few needs, and clearly it's defense up and down the roster, and whether that's somebody big, somebody on the wing. And the thing about somebody like David, as you well know, when you've done a little bit of everything in your college career, it's going to be an interesting kind of, I don't want to say dilemma, but it's an interesting challenge to see how a team pictures you in a role when your collegiate career has been kind of having no role other than star and score and help us. You know, when you've been a 2-5
sure,
and guarded a 2-5 at CSU and been successful with that with a few Power 5 opponent slips that I can think of that I'm sure David wishes he had back too, the NCAA tournament game being one of them, obviously. It's kind of a good, but it's a good problem to have. And these teams wouldn't, the thing that should excite you if you're a CSU fan or you're a David Roddy fan is he told me that the Nuggets were his eighth visit and his second just to the Nuggets, and that he's got somewhere between 7 to 12 to go before draft night. So when you have that kind of airline itinerary, people are going to take a shot on you, I would think.
Sean, doesn't it seem like, now again, before David's decision, and I don't say David and I are best friends or anything, but we're good enough to text back and forth once in a while. I had no idea. I really didn't. I was like, I could see him coming back. I'm going to go with maybe he's coming back. I'm leaning that way. But it just seemed like the last 2 weeks or so, the stock was going up for David Roddy. More and more people were talking about him nationally. And so maybe that stock continues to trend up here in the next couple of weeks before the draft.
You know what? I think to your point, and I think you really nailed it, and I thought about this too as the combine wrapped up. When you meet David Roddy, you like David Roddy.
Right.
There were a lot
right.
of Nuggets folks there who only cover the Nuggets. As you know, it's a very specialized market. There's not a lot of crossover. And fortunately, in my position as a columnist, you get to kind of bounce around a little bit between beats. And they're like, wow, that guy's great. We'd love to have him here. I'm like, yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, so he'll be gone before they get him, before they get a chance. But that's true. And I think that's helping his stock, too, because once you get him and meet him face-to-face, on top of all the game footage and what you know about him on the court, the idea that he could represent your team off the court is going to be a little plus, too. And I think that is going to help him as he does these interviews. And I, you know, more people meet you, the more, yeah, you know, he'll be a good politician one day if he's too smart to go that route. But if he ever did,
yeah,
he has those kind of skills. He's a good schmoozer and a good guy. And that comes off. And in the interview process, whether that's the NFL, the NHL, or the NBA, MLB, whatever, when those executives see you and they like you, that sticks in their mind. And I'm sure he will in a lot of places, and that'll help his stock.
We're talking to Sean Keeler of the Denver Post, all things Nuggets / David Roddy. I saw a couple of pictures of him and Michael Malone joking around, yucking it up. And I got, like I said, fanboy came out at me. I'm like, oh my goodness, this combo, you know, one of our guys that we've loved following up here forever. We got Michael Malone, team him up with the Joker. Oh man. I mean, again, the court, like, I'm not even thinking about the court and how it's going to look. I just love the idea of our home, well, not hometown, but home college guy playing for our hometown team. I mean, it would be a dream come true. What was it like with Malone and Roddy? I mean, did it really seem like they were hitting it off? Oh, we might have just lost Sean. Did we lose him? Is he gone? See if you can reconnect with Sean Keeler. Great discussion from the Denver Post. You guys saw all the pictures. There was a couple where David and Michael Malone were just, they looked like best friends. And again, David's that guy. I mean, I did a radio show with him once a week all season. He is easy to talk to. He makes it so much fun. He's one of the good ones for sure. So to Sean's point, coaches meet him and they're going to instantly love him. Sean, we before we lost you, I was referencing a picture I saw with Michael Malone and David Roddy. What was that like? I mean, were those two, did it really seem like they were hitting it off?
Yeah, he spent a little more time to what I saw with David than any of the other four guys they had in there, or their four or five, yesterday. And I think they'd met before, as we noted, so they knew of each other. And clearly, I know Calvin Booth's been out to see him locally a number of times, and a number of Rams and guys in the area. So there was some familiarity there. I'm sure that helped. I asked him what he asked, what they talked about, and he said Malone told him, just take care of yourself. You know, if you're going to have to do five flights in 5 days and run around and meet these teams, get your sleep, get your rest, make sure you're physically right when you're doing these workouts and you get measured by teams and doing what you're doing. And I thought that was a little inside baseball for me, but that's what they talked about. And I'm sure, like a lot of us, Michael was charmed by what David brings to the table. But knowing Michael Malone like I do, he's most charmed by guys who can play defense. and will do what he wants to do running their system. So if David could be that guy, then that's points in his corner.
Sean, it's interesting. And Nikola Jokic, David Roddy, I don't think they're similar, but there are some things that I looked at throughout this year, especially with Roddy, his court vision. I really thought that was, again, you can't say anybody's comparable to Nikola Jokic when it comes to court vision, but I thought that was something that maybe a lot of folks weren't talking about as much, but his court vision, his passing, looking at those lanes, I felt like he was really good there. So, again, just imagining him being under Joker, watching him more, boy, that could only be a positive at the end of the day for David Roddy.
Well, and what's similar is both offenses ran through those respective
sure.
guys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the difference is you had a 6'5", 6'6" guy doing it at a high mid-major level, group of five level, versus a 6'11" guy doing it against the best guys in the world. Yeah, but to your point, he's a fabulous passer. His basketball IQ and academic IQ in general are off the charts. You know, there are some similarities there. Now, how does that translate at this level in this system? I don't know. I mean, he's not going to be the Nuggets' backup center. Can we just put that on the table right now?
Right.
That's not the part. And in fact, I think he knows that he has to be a wing defender and B, a wing shooter, frankly. And I mentioned that in the column this morning. That's what's been most impressive to me about his last 16, 18 months is he was arguably their second or third best three-point threat his junior season at CSU on a team that had a lot of really good three-point shooters and were able to use that effectively. He looked comfortable from the NBA arc, and he's going to have to be because I think that ultimately, you know, we talk about roles. The NBA loves to pigeonhole you. They love 3-and-D guys who can cover wing guys 2 through 4 and be three-point threats. Think of your Torrey Craigs. Think of a bigger a smaller Jeremy Grant, but a bigger Gary Harris. They love those guys who can defend on the wing. That's going to be David Roddy's meal ticket if he's going to be able to punch one in this league.
Yeah, well, and I know you outlined this in your article too. Great read, love it. Roddy had noted, you know, kind of comparing himself. I've heard the Draymond Green comparisons a lot. Makes total sense. Jay Crowder, PJ Tucker, and I guess the only knock with Roddy, like you said, is, or like we've kind of talked about, is if you're not going to have a specialty, so to speak, then you really have to be special at doing everything. And there's a lot of guys in the league that can do everything, but maybe not like guys like Draymond Green, Jay Crowder, and PJ Tucker. So Roddy making those comparisons, I could see him being a guy like that, but that's the thing. If you're not going to be, you know, a sure thing on the three-point side or defense, whatever, you have to be really good at doing everything right.
Yeah, and again, I think also those front offices, those general managers who like him personally and enjoy his personality and can see that in him, it's personality and it's versatility, to your point. Those are his strengths. And let's reverse that. It'll be versatility and personality. Those are the things that are going to get him a job. And I think defense and shooting are going to help him win a roster spot wherever he lands. So I think those are going to be the four key elements to watch with him. But, yeah, you're right. I think you're seeing an example of those kind of guys. And if his three-point acumen holds up the way that it did for Jay Crowder, the way that it does from time to time. Excuse me, his defense, the way that Draymond's defense keeps him on the floor, and his smart mean, his clever mean that the Nuggets could use. Those are pretty good guys to follow and pretty good examples to pitch to teams.
Yeah, last point, Sean. I love that you wrote Nuggets need mean. Talking about David Roddy, isn't it something? We're saying he's the most likable guy in the world. You get to know him; he's fantastic. You watch him on the floor; he is mean. I joked. I did a weekly radio show with him every week this year, and I always joked with him, "Dude, you look so mad. You look like you are ready to rip someone's face off." And then when you're sitting here in the studio, it's like we're best friends. That to me is truly unique and special. You don't get a lot of guys like that.
You know what? That's the Minnesota in him, man. He won't say he get a leg. You have to ask him. Tell him it's the hockey player in him. But that's like every Avs player you meet, right? He's that guy. It's like, God, you're killing each other out there. But they're the nicest guys, and you get them off the ice and run them through. That's the Minnesota in Dave coming out there. But no, it's true. It's a nice duality you have. Because that mean side can make you a lot of money as long as it's channeled out there on the floor.
No question. That look, there's something about it. When you see that look, and you know it's David Roddy time. So we'll see. Maybe David Roddy time will be with the Denver Nuggets. I know that
that'd
would be
great.
Wouldn't that be a dream come true? I'm getting my hopes up already. It's too late, Sean. I read your article. I texted you last night. Hopes are way up. So if this doesn't happen, I'm going to go into a deep, dark depression at some point. So you might want to reach out at some stage.
Hey, save some strength for the cup, Brady. Come on.
Well, we'll see. And now, man, I'm totally cool, by the way, if these two teams just go ahead and beat each other up now. I mean, we're going to go, what, at least six? Let's go seven. Let's throw some triple overtimes in there and let these guys hurt each other a bit before the Avs get set to take on either the Lightning or the Rangers. We'll see.
Yeah. If you're an Avs fan, you're kind of rooting for one of those starting goalies to get kidnapped or beat up the other and start a giant full-scale brawl. So they're not ready to go in the next round. Then you know the hockey gods are shining on you. Then you absolutely know it's your year, baby.
No question, man. Sean, appreciate you, dude. Let's do this again. You're fantastic. I love your stuff. And we'll be looking forward to catching up with you soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, man. Take care up there.
All right, dude. There it is. Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Great guy. I see him a lot. You know, it's funny. Radio guys are weird. Jades, you know this by now, right? Radio guys are weird. We're very vocal in here. We talk a lot. We're boisterous. We get out there. We say a lot of things. We make a lot of predictions. We talk a lot of smack. But when I'm out at media events, I'm pretty quiet. I kind of clam up and I just am. I'm observing the room around me. So I've actually never met Sean in person. We've never talked in person. I'm there amongst the media members at CSU, and sometimes I'll go down to see Nugget stuff and Buff stuff. And I'm pretty to myself. I like to just analyze the situation, take it all in, spew it all out on the whole show the very next day. But Sean Keeler, fantastic stuff from him. We'll be catching up with him very, very soon, I'm sure about it. 12:49 the time. Will David Roddy, will he go 21? Do you think that the Nuggets should draft him with pick number 20? Is it too early? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. That's our Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Should the Nuggets draft CSU's David Roddy with their 21st pick? You know what? Why the hell not? You don't need anybody right now. So I'll talk about it coming up. What I mean by that is you don't need anybody in the draft. The Nuggets need to get better, but I don't see anybody in the draft going to make them better. They're not going to widen that championship window for Nikola Jokic and company. So go with the David Roddy guy that might maybe be a project kind of dude, but very coachable. Go for it. Let's go 21. I'm all in, or trade back and get him somehow. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Allen Communications Studios. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Should the Nuggets take him at 21? He wore 21 in college. That's enough logic for me. Go for it. We'll be right back.
Insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.